Good evening and welcome to Slam the Gavel, the show that tells it all regarding family court, other court issues, as well as CPS. I am your host, Marianne Petrie. This episode of Slam the Gavel is sponsored by CPS Protect Consulting Services. Child Protective Services cases are among the most frightening experiences any parent can endure. Don't face them alone. With urgent assist by CPS Protect, you get the peace of mind to raise your children as you see fit. And the personalized assistance of their team of expert child welfare consultants, former CPS investigators themselves, right when you need it. Get started absolutely free at cpsprotect.com/register. This is available in all 50 states. One other announcement, go to the site, pleasedoyourjob.com. We need 2,000 more signatures to get a case reopened. This is a very important case. pleasedoyourjob.com. And I have a return guest on. I have Angel Law back on. We're going to talk about how this jury in Colorado awarded $21.3 million in damages in a custody dispute involving false allegations. This article was written by Christopher Osher in the Gazette.com. Here we go. I'm going to show it to you just so people can see it. I hope. Welcome, Angel Law.
Well, hello. Oh, wonderful to be here with you, Marianne.
I'm so glad you're here because there's so much to go over with this case.
Let's peel this onion.
Let's do it.
Okay. So as Marianne opened with, there is a $21.3 million jury verdict awarding damages after a finding that an ex-husband corruptly manipulated his divorce proceedings. And of course, he was, aided and abetted by his corrupt attorney and the corrupt court, the corrupt family court. But he did, in fact, corruptly manipulate the divorce proceedings to gain full custody of his children by falsely accusing his ex-wife's new fiance of sexually abusing one of the children. And that wife was emotionally abusing one of the children. Mm. I think this is one of the most important jury verdicts we could ever see. And the reason is, for all of you parents out there that the court keeps claiming that you're crazy, no, this jury verdict clearly determines that the family court is crazy and a jury gets it right. Mm-hmm. Now, another really, interesting, feature of this is that both a man and a woman are suffering simultaneously on the same side of false accusations. Now, this is also something that happens to, good parents with the massively corrupt CPS system.
Oh, yeah.
Is that both, a man and a woman are both being accused of whatever necessary for the government to get their hands on your children and interfere with your family, a clear violation of your right to parent your children. But here in this Colorado case, it's like many of the cases where the original parents had split custody, they had split some of their assets, things were going well. And, the family court does not like that. They want conflict. The scumbag attorneys, they want to bill for all of time and eternity. This was an affluent family. So, of course, they became targets. One of the key players of the corrupt and manipulated proceedings is a complete quack charlatan named Dr. Kilmer. He is, in fact, the biological brother of that actor, Val Kilmer. This so-called court expert was under investigation and has since been removed from being allowed to perform any custody evaluations in the state of Colorado. But the corrupt family court is continuing to rely on the report in this matter, despite that fact. And so though this mother and her new fiance won in civil court for, the clear abuse of process by her ex-husband, she still does not have her children back. And whether you're a man or a woman, this lawsuit proves it's a genderless crime against you. It's whatever is unjust is what the family court will do. So exactly. You know, and at the end of the day, like, you know, this sounds like, wow, $21.3 million. But the corruption of this family court cost this woman the relationship with her children. And one man, you know, was falsely accused of sexual abuse, was facing prison time, which many good fathers are also, you know, put under this very dangerous construct where somebody can just make a false accusation and there is precisely no recourse, no consequence, perjury, fraud, felonious evidence manufacturing. The family court loves it. So I think it's really important, you know, for us to you know, impress upon people that the so-called family court system throughout the country, throughout the world, is nothing more than a criminal enterprise. It doesn't matter how good the law is. It doesn't matter if you're cooperating with your spouse. This case is the exhibit A of how rotten and vile the family court system is. I said it's actually called the cartel. The EL is just silent. This is a criminal syndicate. And you know, the mother and the fiance, you know, being vindicated by a criminal court and by a jury verdict, isn't it amazing that the family court will still snub their nose and say, no. Like when all these legitimate courts come to this decision, we still will not give you your children back. We want to keep this case going. We want to steal more money. We want this to go on and on forever and ruin these children's lives. And that's precisely what this court has done.
And that happened to me as well. False accusation, got exonerated twice because I had back-to-back emotional abuse indications, but I was exonerated. Yet the family court, continued the charade that I was abusive.
And you know what? Thank you so much for pointing that out because in this case, CPS, those nitwits, also made findings that the purported sexual abuse and emotional abuse were founded. So everyone except for legitimate courts got this wrong, and they won't back down. So whether you're a mother or a father, and you are the target of, you know, the corrupt either family law court or CPS investigations or court, please, you know, take a look at this lawsuit. Know that there are legitimate courts and remedies out there, but clearly, that does not reside within the confines of the courts. I over and over I say, folks, the only answer is to abolish. We have a big movements of, you know, so-called fathers' rights and women's rights, and we need more training. You don't need more training. Like, you don't need more training. I mean, it's as ridiculous as if we were to say, oh, let's train slave owners how to more humanely whip their slaves. No, you could not reform, or excuse me, reform or train slavery to be, you know, like good working conditions. The only answer is to abolish it, is to completely eliminate it. And you know what, folks, that brings us to the point of please get yourselves outside of these courts. You know, come to stipulated agreements, contracts, if you will. I understand the word mediation is oftentimes sickening because somebody is, you know, a bad actor or their attorneys are kind of dirt bags. So what you know, what you can do is you can come up with simple things like simple contracts. You get the Ford, I get the Chevy. We are going to close this Chase card and each open up new ones. We're each going to stipulate that we're going to change our life insurance and we each get to get new policies, you know, separate from each other. And you come up with all those basic contracts. You know, you can get people to help do doc preparation, limited scope representation. But please, everyone, look at this lawsuit and see that with all the money in the world, with all of the attorneys available, this good mother and her you know, completely innocent fiance were terrorized by, you know, it started with the corrupt courts and it bled into CPS and criminal prosecution. And this man who his only crime was loving this woman and being a good man, faced loss of liberty. And that can happen at any one of you. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you can be falsely accused in this, you know, circus called a family court, and you can lose all of your assets and possibly your liberty and your life. So, yeah, what else you got to say about this? I mean, Marianne, we're going to post the complaint on your site so that people can see the simplicity and the brevity of this complaint that just lays it out. Hey, this one creep defamed me, made up completely false, baseless, nonsensical allegations of, you know, child sexual abuse. Hey, they abused the process and they misused the purposes of the court to gain an advantage. Hey, they engaged in outrageous conduct. The only thing I wish was in this lawsuit was that the attorneys who participated, which I even would imagine that corrupt attorneys encouraged this conduct. And look, you know, the father who made these false accusations, you know, he should be arrested.
I agree.
Should be facing the prison time sentence that this innocent man was looking down the barrel of. I mean, can you imagine the permanent devastation, the permanent loss of confidence in reality, your intimate partner, you know, the government, you know, that's supposed to or is perceived to protect us, and everyone getting it wrong with just one stupid set of unsupported facts and lies. And thank God the children told the truth and said, yeah, these things never happened. Our father put us up to it. Yeah, that man did not sexually abuse us. We never said that.
That is just, they keep it going for our, you know, Social Security monies to be used through Title IV, B, D, and E. So that's why they're keeping it all going on these.
Absolutely. Courts. Absolutely. There's a great book called Injustice, Inc. And if you want to see how you're being, your human person is being trafficked and monetized, that book is not only eye-opening, but, you know, part of why I think that, you know, we're here today, Marianne, right, is also to let people know, like, you didn't do anything wrong. And there was nothing you could have done right. The entire system is rigged against you. The system that they've designed is by people who hate us. They hate your children. If the family court judges could perform a human sacrifice and get more money from the death of you and your children, they would totally go for it. Once a day and twice on Sunday. That is how bad this is.
And you know that, you know, I had a very vengeful child support judge that didn't know when to quit. And she was estimating at me at an income that I never could ever make. And she basically caused my heart attack along with the family court judge.
Thank you for pointing that out. That is so true. And Marianne, you're a nurse. I mean, right? Like, you could at least identify what this is. How many of these parent of the parents out there don't even know what's happening to them medically, don't know that when they get pains in their arms, that they might be suffering a heart attack because they, and you'll see these recalcitrant judges, a person will say, I need a break. I'm short of breath. And they don't care.
No.
They truly do not care. So, what else are you seeing out there, Marianne?
Going back to this ex-husband, I know you mentioned prison time, but, you know, what about the taxpayer dollars that went totally into this case? He should be fined, and those fines should be levied and put a lien on his house.
Thank you very much. And the other, you know, issue here, right, is people, we keep thinking like the government is out there you know, trying to look out for us and help us. Here, the government proved this was all a sham, and no one's going after this guy, right? So if no one's going after this guy, you know, folks, they're not going to go after the bad guys in your case either. I did a quick, you know, bit of research, in Southern California. You know, unfortunately, I live in California. And I looked back 17 years, and then I, you know, just stopped. There is no public record of a prosecution for perjury. Mm-mm. At my local courthouse in a county where there's 7 million inhabitants. And let it be noted that though there's no prosecution against perjury or felonious evidence manufacturing or fraud, the courthouse was in fact indicted on criminal racketeering charges. Uh-huh. So by the U.S. Department of Justice.
Finally, they did something.
Well, they you know why they did it was the corrupt county was basically stealing from the government. And what these scoundrels were up to is they would have, you know, it's usually after they would go after modest means people. They would come to the court, they'd pay a fine in cash, mm-hmm. and the people at the window would keep it. And then they'd pretend like it was never paid. Mm-hmm. And then those people would have their cars towed. They'd maybe be arrested. But this went on for years. And also, listen, folks, clerks went to federal prison. Not a single judge was arrested. And in fact, I personally had one of the corrupt judges who did a ticket fixing case rigging for his own wife. And he was his sanction, if you will, was being he's a criminal. And he was moved from criminal court to where? Family court.
Oh, my God.
Right? And it was like, hey, Judge Sarmiento, we, you know, you embarrassed us. You showed how corrupt the court was. Dude, now you're going to be in family court hell. And you're going to have to get our money back and our reputation back. So we are going to probably, you know, they probably sent him there to just go steal people's assets, which that's probably the only good thing he's ever or that's the only thing he's ever accomplished is stealing more from other innocent people mm-hmm. who came to a court believing they would receive fair services. And that most certainly does not happen. So, I think, you know, what I would say to everyone is look at the article by the Denver Gazette, take a look at the amended complaint that won this jury verdict, and you know, draw out the similarities in your case. And you know, we all need to start thinking about using legitimate courts like civil courts to get relief, because it's not coming from the abusive, corrupt family courts. That if we all start using legitimate courts to demonstrate, like, hey, look, I know we're getting, you know, damages, then we have a better chance. But the simple fact is these family courts work against you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you really, really need to, you know, heed caution, avoid them. You know, I'm not giving legal advice, but I'll say this. Men, if you have a former partner who is hell-bent on excluding you from your children's lives, and, you know, the words 50-50 are typically very offensive to a woman because it's dividing a human being. Mm-hmm. And if you use better language like joint legal, joint physical, and then you guys actually work together for schedules that resemble the life you had, instead of saying, I want my 50-50. Mm-hmm. And like, guys, like, you know what? If that's the kind of language you're going to use, you sound like a jerk because you're dividing a human being. Use the word, guess what? We're both 100% parents of this child. We're going to do something better. There's no such thing as 50-50. Morons say 50-50. The child is 100% each one of yours. Okay? So come up with schedules that actually work and use words like joint. It's an indivisible human being. How do you think children feel when somebody says, I want my 50-50. I want my week on, my week off. Like like they're, a duty, like a work schedule. That child is a human being. And so if you come in with more cooperative language, you wind up with better results and hopefully not a, you know, whichever party is the payer of child support, or maybe there'll be no child support if you come up with a collaborative schedule. And, you know, men, like I'm just talking to men because I help a lot of men and I see this. And, you know, when a woman, you know, socially wants to be able, you know, they say, you know, do they get 50-50? And the schedule looks like more like 40-60, but you actually get Mondays and Fridays when the school is not in session. You actually wind up with 50-50 time when you actually have the child, because all during the school days, that's like neutral territory. Nobody actually has the child. So if you have somebody that's a complete crazy pants, give them more of the school time and then enjoy your child when you can actually see them. Men, if you travel for business, your attorney's telling you, oh, still push for 50-50, you appear really unreasonable to the other party and everyone loses. And women, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you have like each, you know, I see that women, we have a tendency to be like, you know, I was the primary parent, I did more of the parenting time when they're little. Like, yeah, like we can all agree, guess what, only women are born with, you know, two boobs to nurse. You know, babies do, you know, babies need the body of a mother to be brought into the world and then, you know, to kind of be babies. But as we, as the children age, you know, let your kids have that flexibility. You know, be a cognizant of, you might have a daddy's girl and you might have a mommy's boy, and they might need a slightly different schedule than one another. You know, please consider honoring the uniqueness of your children. And no matter how acrimonious your split up was, no matter whether she cheated or he cheated, or at the end of the day, you know, this all ends. So one way or another. So please, you know, stay away from the courts. They'll only hurt you both. If you have somebody that's really difficult, don't give up being reasonable and try to find other like-minded people that could even approach them. Give olive branches, maybe give more than you should at times to just stop the fight, because it'll be better for you. And I do understand that there's abuse out there on both sides. I do. I'm sorry for those of you that experience it, but please take a look at this lawsuit. See how both a man and a woman were falsely accused, and it didn't matter their gender. It was just the bad guy was elevated, and the good guys were destroyed by the family courts until a jury got a hold of it and made sense of what had really gone on.
I was also thinking, Angel, that when the mother got a fiancé, it appears the father got jealous and did not like her moving on with her life, such as my ex. All the hell happened when I remarried.
Yeah, that's actually totally true. That's a really common thing we see, is that these things are provoked by something completely non-essential and outside of the court.
Definitely. Well, I totally appreciate you coming back on. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that kind of wraps it up. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, if people want to reach you, do you want them to come through me and then I can alert them?
That would be great. Yeah, that would be totally great.
Okay. Well, hey, don't jump off. Okay.
Okay.
Slam the Gavel is a podcast to help the public understand what really goes on in these family courtrooms. I am your host, Marianne Petry, author of Dismantling Family Court Corruption, Why Taking the Kids Was Not Enough, and Cry Out for Justice, Poems of Truth, and Raised by These Wolves, How Family and Federal Courts Are Failing Our Children. You can find my podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple, iTunes, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, platforms I don't even know about. And please feel free to donate to buy me a coffee to keep these podcasts going. I'll have that in the podcast notes. Thank you so much. Thank you.